Today's daf is Tainis daf Yud Beis, and we are at the last line of daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Amar Rav Chisda. Today's daf's being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chai Marim ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyoze ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Chana Rivka bas Freida, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mindel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rivka bas Esther, Sora Sheinzel bas Yittel, Eliyoze ben Silla, Sara Leah bas Esther Rivka, Hena Peril bas Yocheved, Shol Elio ben Yehudis, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So we're moving along in the sugyas of Masechtas Tainis. The context is still rain, but we've shifted our attention from davening for rain, Mashav Ruach Umayrid HaGeshem, V'sein Talu Matal of Rachel, to what the response of the Tzibur and the Roshei HaKol was in the event that it didn't rain. The specific context of where we're holding right now is the Gemara had a discussion whether Tainis Sha'os Havi Tainis or Loi Havi Tainis. Meaning, if someone is Mekabel Tainis, for whatever reason, he wants to fast a certain amount of hours in the day. He's not willing to fast an entire day, but he's willing to fast a Tainis Sha'os. Is it a Tainis or is it not a Tainis? That was the discussion of a good part of Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis, and that's exactly where Daf Yud Beis picks up. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, "Hod the Amrit Misana L'Sha'os, the mandama that holds that there's something called Tainis Sha'os, there's a very important caveat. You have to read the fine print. V'hu shaloi tam klum ado erev. The only time a Tainis Sha'os works is if the person fasts the entire day. So just to be clear, someone took upon himself Tainis Sha'os. He's going to fast 6 hours in the day. Said Rav Chisda, there's something called Tainis Sha'os. It's a real thing. It's a cheftza of a Tainis. But at the same time, the condition is that it's not enough that you only fast those 6 hours that you were makabel, but rather you would have to fast the entire day, literally ado erev. Amalei Abaya told Rav Chisda, ha tainis ma'al yisahi. Doesn't make sense. If the person has to fast the whole day, so then by definition, it's just a regular tainis. So then what makes it a tainis shayis? Tainis shayis, you would think, is the person's only fasting for a certain amount of time. A certain amount of hours in the day. Okay, that's what a tainis shayos. But if you tell me that the only time a tainis shayos is a tainis is if the person anyways fasts the entire day, so Abaye said that what makes it a tainis shayos? Isn't that by definition a tainis ma'al yisa? So the Gemara says, no. Loitzricha de imlach imluchi. We're talking about where a person, for example, didn't eat breakfast. He woke up in the morning, he wasn't hungry, for whatever reason he didn't eat. He wasn't mekabel a tainis not to eat in the morning. He simply didn't eat. Then he realizes it's already chatzos, half the day already passed. You know what? He wants to now be mekabel tainis for the rest of the day. That would be a tainis shayos. It's a tainis shayos in the sense that you will only mekabel tainis for a certain part of the day. But at the same time, you do fulfill the criteria of v'hu shaloi tam klum ado erev. A regular tainis, what Abaye describes as a tainis ma'al yisa would be when a person was mekabel to fast an entire day. Tainis shayos is when you were mekabel to fast only part of the day. Even when you do that type of tainis, there is a tanai that you can't eat during the day. So what makes it a tainis shayos versus a tainis ma'al yisa? What was the Kabbalah? When you didn't fast, when you didn't eat the whole day, was the entire day's not eating l'shem tainis? That would be a regular tainis. If, however, part of the day you didn't eat, punk, because you didn't eat, you weren't hungry, you didn't get around to it, and it was only the rest of the day that you didn't eat l'shem tainis, even though it's true you didn't eat the whole day, just like you don't when it's a tainis ma'al yisa, but being that the Kabbalah and the actual intent of tainis was only for part of the day, that's what would make it a tainis shayos. I'm Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said something very, very similar. He said, "Kol tainis shalei shaka olav chama lav shmei tainis." Any tainis that a person doesn't fast until shkias achama is not considered a tainis. Of course, you have to fast the whole day. No, Rav Chisda is discussing again a tainis shayos, and he's saying that even though there's something called tainis shayos means at the very least that you fast the whole day. Aya bayis kasha tainis ma'al yisa. So the teretz will be what the Gemara just said. Tosfos on asks Akasha that it sounds like from the Gemara that the tainis has to be until shkias achama. Really, at first glance, you would think that the tainis shouldn't be until shkias achama, but rather the tainis should have to be until tseisak koichavim. kol taina shalei shaka olav chama lav shmei tainas. Usually, laila is defined not by shkias achama, but rather it's defined by tzeisak yichavim. So that's an interesting discussion that the Rishonim talk about. Zokti gemara meisaveis. Again, Rav Chisda said a chiddush. He said that even though we're learning a sugi of taina shoyes, and clearly there is an opinion that taina shoyes havi tois, and that is havi tainas, and that is the opinion of Rav Chisda, but at the same time, there's a very important criterion, that is, at the end of the day, you will have had to have fasted the entire day. And Rav Chisda made that point in two different ways. He said, "V'hu shaloi tam klum ado erev." He also said, "Kol tainis shaloi shaka olav chama lav shmei tainis," which, for our purposes, is just two ways of saying the same thing. That even though the tainis was only for shayis, but at the same time, there's a tanai, you have to have fasted the entire day. So the Gemara is going to ask a few questions from different places where there seems to be a concept of a tainis shayis that's a legitimate tainis shayis. Number one, meisavei anshe mishmar misanin v'loy mashlimim. So we're talking about the tainis that were imposed when it hadn't rained, or al kol tzara shaloi tova yala tzibor. And we're discussing specifically the Anshei Mishmar. So the Anshei Mishmar, Rashi says, these were the Kehanim and the Levim who were on duty that day. We know the Kehanim were divided into Mishmaris, the Levim were also divided into Mishmaris. So if you're a Kohen or you're a Levi that's doing the Avodah today in the Beis HaMikdash, today is an Avodah, so today's a tainus, so Masanin, you're supposed to participate in the fast, but v'loy mashlimin. You didn't have to fast the entire day. Now, if you're going to fast, but not complete the fast, by definition, it would seem to be a tainus shoyis. So you see tainus shoyis havi tainus. Now, we know tainus shoyis havi tainus, but you see tainus shoyis havi tainus, even if you don't fast the whole day. Rav Chisda said the only time a tainus shoyis is a tainus is if at the very least you don't eat at all during the day. Once you eat today, it's not a regular tainus. It can't be a tainus shoyis either. You see clearly this concept of the Anshei Mishmar, they were misanin v'loy mashlimin. So the Gemara says, Hasam letzurei nafshi ba'almahu. You have to say that the reason the Anshei Mishmar fasted wasn't really for it to be a fast. But the point was that being that the Tzibur was fasting, so not to be Pirish Menat Tzibur, like we saw in yesterday's daf, someone that's Pirish from a Tzibur won't see Benachamas Tzibur. So there's a concept that to be Mitzar themselves, they were Mishtatef on some level in the fast. But Enochinami, the Anshei Mishmar's fast is not really a Hilchas Tainus, because a Hilchas Tainus would require that the person not eat the entire day, even if it's a tainus shoyis. Toshma, another raya. The Omar Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadik. Ani mibnei banav shal Sana ben Binyamin. I am a descendant of the family of Sana ben Binyamin. So who was Sana ben Binyamin? So Rashi tells us the history. Rashi actually says that the Gemara later in the Masechta is going to get involved with it. But the point is that there was a time where the funds were very low in the Beis HaMikdash. And believe it or not, the Kehanim wanted to do the Avodah, but Kedushin Daf Beis, Kesef Minola, they had no money. They Pashut didn't have money to be able to do whatever they needed to do on a regular basis. So one of the things that were farmed out was the wood. The wood was a very, very expensive line item in the Beis HaMikdash, and there were different families that stepped forward and they said that we're going to take it upon ourselves, we're taking the achrayas, the responsibility, to be the ones that are going to provide the wood that's going to be used on the Mizbeach, for the Marocha, etc., etc. Now, one of the interesting things that came about from that was that Chazal said that if you're a member of a family that's providing wood, the day that you provide the wood should be a yontif for your mishpacha. And it was celebrated as one of these mini yomim tovim. It's like we've seen the Megillus Tainus type of yomim tovim. So this was considered a yontif for that family. So Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik said, I'm from the mishpacha of Sanav ben Binyamin. Sanav ben Binyamin were one of the families that had taken upon themselves to provide wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Their day that they brought the wood was Yud Av, the day after Tisha B'Av. So said Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, Pam Achas, once happened that Chal Tisha B'Av Lias B'Shabbos, that Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. Happens all the time. V'dochinu la'achar HaShabbos. And because of that, we had to push off Tisha B'Av. You don't fast on Shabbos. So it was pushed off until Sunday. V'hisaninu boy, and our family fasted on that day. However, v'loy hishlamnu, but we were told not to complete the fast. And the reason is, v'mtesha yantiv shalanuhu, because this was our day. And as a result, it was our yantiv. So we were told to fast, but at the same time, we didn't complete our fast. This is a chiddush. We're dealing with Tisha B'Av. The teretz is, it was a yontif for them. It's also a nitcha. And because Tisha B'Av was nitcha, and this was a yontif, so it's for that reason they were told not to fast. But what's the kasha? If you're telling me, Rav Chisda, that in order for a tainus to be considered a tainus, you have to fast the entire day, even tainus shoyis has a very important caveat that says, v'hu shaloi tam klum ado erev, or the other lashon, If there's a din, a tonight, you have to fast the entire day. So what does this mean? We fasted, but we didn't complete our fast. So the Gemara says, it's true, it wasn't a real fast. The point is that Tzibur was fasting, so they were told to be mishtatif with the fast together with the Tzibur. What or how much should they be mishtatif? Fast a little bit. You don't have to complete the fast. But you're right, from the standpoint of, is it considered fasting? The answer is no. Does it have value? Yeah. Letzurei nafshi kamechavin. You're being mishtatef with what the tzibur is doing in the tsar of the tzibur. So of course it has value. But Rav Chisda is right that in order for something to be called a quote unquote tainus, you would have to fast the entire day. Tashma another right. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ahab betainus atcha over the basi." Rabbi Yochanan would sometimes be mekabel tainus while he was traveling or he was outside, and he would say, "Until I get home, I want to be mekabel tainus." Now this sounds like the classic example of a tainus shoyis. Ahab tainus, I want to accept upon myself tainus. However, atcha over the basi, when I get home, I want the tainus to be over. It sounds like once he gets home, he's going to eat. So what kind of tainus is this? If Rav Chisda is right, tainus shoyis, loy havi tainus. So what does this mean? Now it's interesting. This is the third kasha that we asked on Rav Chisda. The first one was from a Mishnah. The Anshei Mishmar, they were Mis'anin v'loy mashlimim. The second one was from a Braisa, that Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik said, I'm from the family of Sana ben Binyamin. Once upon a time, our Yontif fell out, coincided with Tisha B'Av, that was a Nitcha. We fasted V'lei Mashlimin. The third kasha is from Rabbi Yochanan. So we speak this out sometimes, that really, Rav Chisda is an Amayra. Rabbi Yochanan was also an Amayra. Rav Chisda can't argue with a Mishnah, can't argue with a Braisa. He could argue with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is very, very much an Amayra. Tosfos says in Ksubas Daf Ches Amud Aleph that even though Rabbi Yochanan is maybe the greatest Amayra to ever live, but at the same time, he's not a Tana Upalik. He's not a Tana. He can't even argue with a Mishnah. He can't even argue with a Braisa. In contrast to Rav, for example, who's an Amayra, but Rav Tana Hu Upalik. So here we're asking a Kasha on Rav Chisda from Rabbi Yochanan. And the truth is, you find this sometimes in the Gemara. At the end of the day, even though Rabbi Yochanan was an Amayra, but he was from the Kadmoinim. He was from the Friya Dega Amayram. He was the first generation of Amayram. Rav Chisda was already from a later generation of Amayram. And that's why even though the signon of Shas is that you'll never ask a kasha from one Amayra to another Amayra, there are some exceptions sprinkled. And really, every time you see this exception, it's noteworthy in terms of understanding Talmud Bavli a little bit better. It's the greatness of Rabbi Yochanan that somehow triggered that even though Rav Chisda is an Amayra, and he certainly has the credentials that he needs to argue with Rabbi Yochanan, but at the same time, Toshma, it's a kasha. So again, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ahab tainus, atcha over lebesi. So you see, it's a tainus shoyis, even though he was going to eat during that day. So the Gemara says, Hasam l'shmutei nafshim ibeinu siya huda av. Enough. You want to know the rest of the story? Rabbi Yochanan wasn't really being makabel tainus. Rabbi Yochanan was just making it look like he was makabel tainus. What happened was the Nasi used to invite Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to go to the Nasi. So he would say, I'm sorry, I'd love to join you for dinner, but Ahab tainus, I was makabel tainus. I mean, that I was makabel tainus. This is not really an option. So again, it wasn't a real tainus. A real tainus is like Rav Chisda said, it has to be a tainus that at the end of the day you fast all day. And even if you want to be makabel tainus for a part of the day, so the heftz of the tainus will only be the certain shois that you are makabel tainus. That's fine. The Kabbalah's tainus could be for shois, but at the same time, you have to fast the entire day. Again, the distinction is a regular tainus is you're fasting the whole day. The Kabbalah's tainus is for the entire day. I'm makabel to fast the whole day. A tainus shois where I'm makabel to fast for a certain amount of time. Aha, betainus atcha over the basi. I'm being makabel tainus for a few hours during the day. The heftz of the tainus is the time that you are makabel. There's a tanai. You could not have eaten earlier. You could not have eaten after. You have to make sure at the end of the day, you don't eat the entire day. Another Indian related to tainus. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Kol tainus lekibul olav mebaydiyim, lav shmei tainus." In order for a tainus to be a tainus, you have to be makabel. Not only do you have to be makabel, but you have to take it upon yourself. Hineni muchanim zuman lehisanois. Not only that, you have to do it mebaydiyim. You would have to have done it the day before you're fasting. So if you're fasting on Tuesday, you have to be makabel tainus on Monday. Let's say somebody fasts and he wasn't makabel tainus. Does it have any value? Amar Rabbi Bar Shelos. Rabbi Bar Shelos said, I'll tell you how much value it has. Dummy, he's comparable to mapucha de mal yizika, to a sack that's filled with air. Meaning, that's what you're going to feel like, and really, that's what it is. Because other than that, there's no groisa, ruchnias, and avodas Hashem in fasting, unless you're makabel tainus. This is a big deal. We'll speak about this in Yatz Hashem in tomorrow's raid. But there's a concept of being makabel tainus, and Kabbalah's tainus is a very, very big deal. A lot of the halachas and hilchas tainus are nogeya, how you're
makabel the tainus. Says the Gemara, emes makbele. Okay, when exactly are you makabel it? So it's the day before. So could it be any time during the day? No. Rav Amar Rav said b'mincha. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said b'tfilas ha-mincha. So what's the difference? There's a big shayla in the Rishayim. But the way Rashi explains the Gemara is, Rav holds b'mincha b'zman ha-mincha. During the time of mincha. V'afilu b'shuk oimer hareini macher b'tainus. Meaning, doesn't have to be during tfilas mincha, but it has to be during the zman of mincha. A sub-discussion is, Rav says, during the time of mincha, is it mincha gedoyla or is it mincha ketana? The Gemara, whenever it discusses the zman of mincha, Shabbos Taftes, the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, so you always have the shayla. Are you dealing with mincha gedoyla, mincha ketana? But Rav said it has to be during the zman of mincha. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, betfilas ha-mincha. No, it has to be during the tfil of mincha. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, kavasi de Shmuel mestabra. I'll bring you a subtle raya to Shmuel. Shmuel, who said that you have to be mekabel tainus during the tfilas ha-mincha. It says, b'megillas tainus, in the Megillas tainus. So we know what the Megillas tainus is. This was a scroll. That's why it was called a Megillah. Rashi says, in Perek Hadar, in Mesechtes Erevin, that Megillas Tainus was the one piece of Torah Shabbat Peh that was allowed to be written even before Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, because of Eis Lasseis Lashem Heferu Torah Secha, started writing the Mishnah. So before any Torah Shabbat Peh was allowed to be written, it was also to write Torah Shabbat Peh. The Dvar Shabbat Peh, Iyat Torah Shoy LeKoisvan. But there was one exception to the rule. It's a Rashi in Erevin Samach Bezim and Bez, and that exception to the rule was the Megillas Tainus. So says Rabbi Yosef that from Megillas Tainus, it's a little bit mashma like Shmuel. So what does it say in Megillas Tainus? So Megillas Tainus discusses all the different Yom times. These were days where good thing, miracles, literally, happened to the Jewish people. And because of that, Chazal said that on a day like this, you shouldn't fast. A day like this, there should be no hespedim, because today's a day that should be celebrated as a yontif. Today, as in today, Tovshin Pei Beis, the only remnant that we still have of Megillas Tainus is Chanukah. Purim is actually also mentioned in Megillas Tainus, but Purim is also mentioned in Megillas Esther. But Chanukah is the one yontif that we have today, Adank Megillas Tainus. But once upon a time, Chanukah was one of several Yomim Toivim. So in the Megillas Tainus, it said as follows: Kol Inish deyesi aloi mikadmas dana yeser. Meaning, what would be if somebody was Mekabel Tainus? Rashi says, for example, somebody said he's going to fast X amount of Tanesim. He's going to fast 100 Tanesim. So he's going day after day after day. And then all of a sudden he bumps in to a day that's mentioned in the Megillas Tainus that you're not allowed to fast. So what should you do? So there's a line in Megillas Tainus that addresses this. Kol inish deyesi aloi mikidmas dana yesar. Yesar means miloshen osir, thou shall not eat. But Rav Yosef made a diak in the word yesar. My love, yesar atzmoi betzlu. It sounds like yesar, you should do something to make it usher for you to be able to eat on the day that's mentioned in Megillas Tainus. And very, very subtle. Megillas Tainus is just discussing, I was Mekabel Tainus, today's a Yontif. A Megillas Tainus to Yontif. So, mi nitcha mipnei mi. Do you say, I was Mekabel Tainus, I should fast? Or no, it's Megillas Tainus, really, you're not supposed to fast. So, the Lushin of the Megillas Tainus is Yesar, which means you're supposed to fast. But Rav Yosef's diak was, Yesar sounds like, so now, when that day comes, do something so that it will be usher for you to eat. What am I supposed to do? Oh, must be Shmuel. Shmuel holds you have to be Mekabel Tainus. Mekabel Tainus during Mincha. Tani Kavasi to Shmuel. This is right, to Shmuel. Because if you hold that, you don't have to be Mekabel Tainus. So what's Yeser? You just Memel. You're going to wake up in the morning. You're not going to eat. So from the fact that you have to, that the Lashon is Yeser, it sounds like there has to be some Kabbalah and it has to be during Mincha. Now, what's the obvious question that everybody struggles with? According to Rav, you also have to be Mekabel Tainus. The Machloik is Rav and Shmuel was only when you're Mekabel Tainus. Is it Mincha, as in Zman Mincha, Zok Rashi? Or is it Tzlu, which is during Tfilas HaMincha? But everybody agrees that on some level, you have to be Mekabel Tainus, so you have to know Pashup Shana and the Gemara. But either way, the Gemara is Doichet, because the Gemara says the whole Diyak is not a Diyak. It says Yesar. La Yesar just means Yeyasar Atzma. You should continue not eating. Doesn't necessarily mean this whole fancy Kabbalah. Certainly doesn't mean a Kabbalah during Mincha. Zok the Gemara, as it relates to that, Pligi by Reb Chiyah by Reb Shimon. It was really Machlokes Reb Chiyah and Reb Shimon by Reb Chadama once said Yesar, meaning you have to be mekabelit during tefillah, like Rav Yosef said. V'chadam, the other one said, yeyaser, no, it's going to be aser memel. Mandam yeyaser kedarmina. The one that said yeyaser, it's like we just said. He had the girsa that Rav Yosef quoted and explained it the way Rav Yosef explained it, which means there has to be a Kabbalah during Mincha. What's the Girsa Yeyaseh? The Tanya, it's meant, this Girsa is mentioned in a Braisa. The Megillus Tainus. It says in Megillus Tainus, Kol Inish the Yeseh Aloy Mikidmas Tano Yeyaseh. So we had a Girsa Yeyaseh, we had a Girsa Yeyaseh, and it was Machloikis Reb Chi and Reb Shimon by Rebbe. The Braisa continues, says Ketzad. So how does this play out? Yachad Shekibel Olav Sheni Vichamishi Visheni. A Yachad that was Makabal to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. Shal Kol Ashana Kula. Okay, for the entire year. And now we encountered a yontif that's mentioned Megillas Tainus. So what should he do? Im nidrei kaidem l'gzeira seinu, if his neder preceded the Megillas Tainus, so this is in real time when Chazal are adding to Megillas Tainus. We spoke about this once, that Megillas Tainus evolved over hundreds of years. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that it was written by Chizkiah, and one of the earlier Tanoim. But then again, we find Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, some of the later Tanoim, are mentioned in Megillas Tainus as well. So Megillas Tainus happened over several hundred years. So a person's living at the time that they're still developing the Megillas Tainus. So if the person's Kabbalah to fast preceded the day of Megillas Tainus, meaning someone was Mekabel to fast during the year, and during that year they decided this day should be considered a yontif. Okay, so then the halach is, your Tainus came first, so what are you supposed to do? Then yavtul nidrei es gzei raseinu, then your neder is going to take the precedent. Im gzei raseinu kaidemes lenidrei. If, however, you were Mekabel Tainus for a whole year, Monday and Thursday, let's say, and then what happened? It turns out you didn't know. Or maybe you did know, but one of the Mondays and the Thursdays is a yontif in Megillas Tainus. Tevatel gzeiro seinu es nidroi. So then the Megillas Tainus is going to be what's going to take the precedent. Another halacha related to Hilchas Tainus. This is also something that's halacha lamaisa. Ask your local rabbi. Tanu rabbanan. Ad masai oichel v'shoisa. So you have a fast. A fast that starts in the morning, which is almost every single fast, right? With the exception of Yom Kippur, which is Dairaisa, and Tisha B'Av, which, because it's so chomer, that those fasts start at night. But every other fast starts in the morning, which means you could eat supper the night before. It also means, if you want to wake up early in the morning, before Alois HaShachar, maybe, we're about to see, so you'd be able to do that as well. You wake up early, you have a coffee, you have a little bit of breakfast, like this. It's going to be a little bit easier to fast. So the Bryce is addressing that person who wants to do that. Ad Masai Oichel V'Shoisa. A fast that starts in the morning, up until when are you allowed to eat? So the Bryce says, very simple, Ad Sheyala Amud HaShachar, until the morning. What's the morning? It's always Alois HaShachar. So if it's Alois HaShachar, it's Alois HaShachar. Divrei Rabbi, Azoy Halt Rabbi. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon said, no, Ad Kreis HaGever. It's not until Alois HaShachar. It starts a little bit earlier. It's when the rooster does his thing. Kreis HaGever, that's already when the fast starts. Amar Abaye. This is where it gets interesting. You have to read the fine print. Lois Shano Elish Loi Gomar Asudas. That's only true if you didn't finish eating your meal the night before. Avul Gomar Asudas. Let's say you ate supper and you've done. You finished eating your meal. Eino Yoichel. You're done. Once you finish eating, you can't now wake up early in the morning and have your coffee. It's not something you're allowed to do, even though the fast didn't start yet. But once you finish your meal, the fast starts. Esve Rava. So Rava said, I have a Mefurisha Braisa by it. It says not that way. The Braisa says, Gomar. If someone finished eating, Va'omad, and then he got up, Hareza Oichel. He's allowed to eat. It says Mefurish. You were Gomar, you finished eating, you're allowed to continue eating. The Mefurisha says, Hasim Shleisili. It's talking about when you didn't take away the table. So this was old school. Back in the day, you didn't sit down at the table. They brought the table to you. So everyone had his own personal table, right? They ate Ba'aseba, all the different etiquette that went on then. But the point is, the meal didn't fully end until the table was taken away. So Abaye said that Gomar V'Oman HaReza Oichel is talking about where you finished eating, maybe. But at the same time, the table's still there. They didn't remove the table yet. Because they didn't remove the table yet, so therefore it's considered that the meal is still going. And that's why the halach is HaReza Oichel. But once they move the table, it's over. Ikedar Misam had a different nosach. Amar Rava. Rava said, and here it's Rav, Lo Yishanu Elik Shalai Yashin. This that we say, that you're allowed to eat until Aleis HaShachas if you didn't go to sleep. Once you go to sleep, any yach is done. So you eat supper at night, you go to sleep, you can't wake up early in the morning and have a coffee. Once you go to sleep, you can't eat anymore. Isvi Abaye. Abaye said, it's Mefurish Abaye. So Yoshan V'Omad HaReza Oichel. That if somebody went to sleep and he gets up, he's allowed to continue eating. Mar says, Hassam over there, but Misnam. It's not talking about someone that actually went to sleep. You didn't tuck yourself into bed, but rather you were a Misnam name. You were dozing off. Hey Chidami, Misnam name. So Mar says, what's an example of Misnam? Rav Ashi explained. Nim V'loy Nim. You're falling asleep, but you're not really sleeping. Tir v'loy tir, you're awake, but you're not really awake. The kari leva ani, if somebody calls you, you'll be able to answer. But v'layada dure svara, you can't say a good lumdus. You can't say a good svara. But v'chimatkele, if somebody reminds you, mitker, you'd be able to remember. So you're in this quasi fashlufen state. That's the definition of nesnam name, and that's what that price is talking about. That even though you fell asleep, you could still continue in it. But if a person really goes to sleep, at that point, it's not going to be okay. And really, the takeaway from this Gemara, as we move along rather quickly, but the takeaway from this Gemara is that even though the most fasts don't start until the morning, but it's often a Gemara's that it's not so pashut. Because if you finish eating, 100% finished, they removed the table, or nowadays, you walked away from the table. Whatever the definition of finished eating is, if you finished eating, that's it. Your fast starts. You can't wake up now in the morning and eat. Additionally, if you go to sleep, legit sleep, you say hamapo, you wake up, you wash negovas, it's too late. At that point, you're not allowed to eat. So what's the teretz? What do people do? So that's why, again, this is ask your local rabbi, but the short answer is, people are encouraged to have kavana before you go to sleep and have in mind that you're going to wake up in the morning, you're going to eat. So if you have some form of kavana, it's okay. Chura, this is where it comes from, this Gemara. Again, Shalei Aliba de Hilchas. So Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav. Rav Kahana said in the name of Rav, Yochid Shekibel Olav Tainas. A Yochid that was Mekabel Tainas, Asa Ben Ilas Asandal. Interesting halacha. A Yochid was Mekabel Tainas. For whatever reason, he decided that he wants to take upon himself a Tainas. He can't wear shoes that day. It's Yom Kippur. It's Tisha B'Av. He's not allowed to wear a regular pair of leather shoes. Why? Chayshina, we're concerned. Shema Tainas Sibur Kibel Olav. Because he was Mekabel Tainas. Rashi says, Tainas Stam. Meaning, he didn't explain what the Tainas was. So now we have to think the worst. We have to assume that maybe the Tainas he was Mekabel was a Tainas with the stringencies of a Tainas Sibur. Now again, to be clear, Tainas Sibur doesn't mean you're not allowed to wear shoes. Yom Kippur, for sure. Tisha B'Av, also, but all other Tainiyas, you are allowed to wear shoes. What does it mean he was Mekabel Tainas Sibur? A Tainas Sibur, you're not allowed to wear shoes. What it means is, we're concerned that he was Mekabel, the Tainas Sibur, the Tainiyas that we're going to learn about in a moment, that the Tzibur took upon themselves where, unfortunately, there were tsaras that were happening. So, for example, it didn't rain. So the Chazal started imposing Tainiyas, and they happened in phases. Phase one was very light. Phase two got a little bit more aggressive. Phase three was even more aggressive than that. At some point, the Tainas Sibur said, thou shalt not wear shoes. This Yochid that was Mekabel Tainas, we don't know what severity of Tainas he was Mekabel. And therefore, we have to assume maybe he was Mekabel, a real Tainas Sibur, the type of Tainas Sibur that wouldn't allow you to wear shoes. So that's what Rav Kahana said in the name of Rav. A Yochid that was Mekabel Tainas Stam, without explaining his Tainas, Osir Beninas Asanli Kam, which was Chashin Hashem, a Tainas Sibur Kibelot. Hey, Chilav. So what should he do? Amar Rabbi Bar Sheila, Rabbi Bar Sheila said, Le Mahachi. He should say the following. Meaning, you have to just clarify, don't be Mekabel Tainas Stam. The problems are when you don't talk. But if you'll be Mefarish yourself, then it's going to be okay. So again, what should you say? Lemachar, he should say tomorrow, Ahol Lefanecha B'Tainas Yochid. I want to be B'Tainas Yochid. I mean, make it clear that you're not being Mekabel Tainas Sibur, rather you're being Mekabel Tainas Yochid. Amalei Rabbanu L'Rav Sheshes. The Rabbanu told Rav Sheshes, HaKochazinu Rabbanu D'Mesayimim B'Sani V'Asu L'Beit Tanesa. It was some sort of fast was going on. It was a Tainas Sibur. And Rav Sheshes, when he told the Rabbanu, or the Rabbanu told Rav Sheshes, you know, I saw the Rabbanu, they were wearing shoes. Ikpid. Rav Sheshes got very upset. V'Amalei, we told him, Duma Mechel Namiech. Maybe they're also eating. Sarcastically, like, this is a tainus? What do you mean? You can't be wearing shoes. Abaya and Rava, Ma'ili ki misayni apanta. Abaya and Rava, they would wear shoes. However, they wore apanta. So what exactly is apanta? So Rashi mentioned some old French word, ayin sham, but if you look at Tosfos says, pirish b'madol she'in lo shulayim. They would wear shoes that had no shulayim. What's shulayim? Sola balaz, no soles. But kitzur, there were no soles. They would wear shoes, but some like Tisha B'Av shoes. Meremer Mazutra Mechalfi the Amina the small Imam. Meremer Mazutra, they would wear shoes on a tiny Sibur, but they would put their right shoe on their left foot and their left shoe on their right foot. Rabbanon the Bey Rav Ashi Nafki Kur Chayo. The Rabbanon of Rav Ashi Zeshiva, they would wear shoes. Savri ki hodam Shmuel, because they held what Shmuel said, which we saw in yesterday's daf, and that is Ain Tainas Sibur B'Bavel Ela Tisha B'Avad. The only Tainas Sibur that has the stringencies of Tainas Sibur and Bavel's Tisha B'Av. Other than that, all the Tainias and Bavel, they were treated much more leniently. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Another interesting halacha. Loiva Adam Tanisai Upeire. Somebody was Mekabel Tainas, and he wakes up in the morning, today's going to be very hard. It's just not the right day for him to fast. It's okay. you can borrow against your tainas upireya, and you'll pay it back at some point. So even though you were makabel tainas, you don't necessarily have to fast that day. Very interesting idea. So even though you were makabel tainas, but you want to fast a different day, Chazal used the lashon of loiva upireya, a whole transaction, but loiva adam, you can borrow the fast, upireya, pay back a different day. Kamita kamei Shmuel, when they told this to Shmuel, so who said this? Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. So it was reported to Shmuel that this is what Rav said. Amar li, so Rav Yehuda said that Shmuel told me, v'chi neda kibel aleh, dolei sagi dolei mashlim. What's the big deal? I don't even understand the chiddush. What's the problem? What did he do? He said he's going to fast. Nu, letzurei nafshei kabel aleh, and he said he's going to be mitzar himself. Imatzi mitzar nafshei. It's fine. He like matzi, he like mitzar nafshe. I mean, if he could do it, he matzi, he should be mitzar himself. If he can't, he shouldn't do it. Shmuel somehow wasn't taken aback by this. I mean, Shmuel thought that the whole kabbal of time is not a real neder. All it is you're being makabal to be mitzar yourself. So if you could do it, do it. If you can't do it, you can't do it. Ikad Ami, some say, Amar Rav Yudah my Rav, loiva adam tanisai upere. Say malacha. That Rav said, if a person was makabal tainis and he doesn't feel he could do it, you can borrow against it, pay it back another day. Kamita kamei Shmuel, they told to Shmuel, Amali said, pshita, it's pasha. Why? Loyehe elo neder. It should be a neder. Neder milei matzi boi l'shlumei umezel, l'macho l'yei machrino. Let it be a neder. A neder you don't have to necessarily do today. I could always do it a different day. So here too, Shmuel said, if you want to do it a different day, that's going to be okay. Rav Yeshua b'reder Rav Idi ikla l'bei Rav Asi. Rav Yeshua b'reder Rav Idi once came to Rav Asi, avdalei egla tilsa, and they prepared for him an egla tilsa. So an egla tilsa is a third-born calf, which was considered very, very chashav. Because they made him like a very, very impressive dinner. Amrulay, they told him, Litai Mar Midi, you should eat something. Amrulay, Betanisa Yosivna. I'm fasting, I can't eat. Amrulay, they told him, today's not a good day to fast. Look at what we're serving. Tomorrow's dinner, you can maybe pass on. But today? So they told him, Veloizef Mar Velifra. Rav and Shmuel, they all said it. Meaning, if you want, you can always make it up. Don't you hold of Rav Yudah, send the name of Rav, Loiva Adam Taniso Epereya, that a person can borrow a fast and he can pay it back. Amal Husay told him, this is a different type of fast. I do hold of that. Yeah, I'm very well aware of that. But he said, Tainas Chaloimu. This is a Tainas Chaloim. I'm fasting because I had a bad dream. A fast does wonders to make a bad dream go away. In fact, it's so effective against a bad dream, it's ke'esh l'na'iris. So if you have flax and it gets caught in fire, the fire is going to do a job on the flax. In that same vein, a tainus is very, very effective in the presence of a scary dream. V'am Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda added to that, ubay bayayim, you have to fast that day. Meaning over here, you can't be live anymore. It has to be that done that day. And by the way, if I'm Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. So if someone's going to end up fasting on Shabbos, what should he do? Leisef tainisa letainisa, you should end up fasting over the fact that you fast. So somebody has to fast on Shabbos, so you do it. But at the same time, make it up by sitting tainis letainisa. So the Gemara says that Rav Yeshua Breder of Edi said that it's true. Ordinarily, I would maybe walk away from my fast because you're serving egla tilsa. 100%. And there's a concept of loiva adam tanisai upireya. But this is different because I'm fasting because of a tainas chaloim. Tainas chaloim is a huge deal. Tainas chaloim, you're supposed to fast. Tainas chaloim, you're supposed to fast way by yoim. So much so that afilu b'shabbos, yofa tainas l'chaloim ke'esh l'na'iris. And therefore, I don't want to play any games and I'm not going to get involved in loiva adam tanisai upireya. And therefore, he said that I am going to continue my fast. So we're going to get back to this last Gemara in the raid, but for now, just a little bit more Gemara. Zok de Mishnah. Avru Elu Feloy Nenu. So we're in the middle of the narrative where we're discussing what happens if it hasn't rained. So the Mishnah on Daf Yoram and Aleph said, Higia Yud Zayin B'mar Cheshvin V'la Yarduk Shamin. It's Yud Zayin Cheshvin, and it still hasn't rained. So the Yechidim would fast. They would fast three fasts, Monday, Thursday. Monday, the Gemara said, but these fasts were very, very light fasts. Number one, the fast started in the morning. Number two, you're allowed to do work. Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas Hasandel, Tash Shamit. These things are all mutter. What happens if it's Rosh Chodesh Kislev already? It's 2 weeks later. It still hasn't rained. So then the Tzibur gets involved. Three fasts for the Tzibur. Again, it's Monday, Thursday, and Monday. And again, these fasts are light fasts. They start in the morning. You're allowed to go to work that day. You're allowed to bathe. Sicha, Nilas Asandal, and Tashmish Amita. These things are all going to be mutter. So the Yechidim fasted three fasts. The Tzibur already fasted three fasts. But it still hasn't rained. So says the Mishnah, Avru, Elu, V'lo, Yinenu. What happens if that next set of three fast pass, and still l'loy nano, they weren't answered. Bezdin goes and gimel tainis acheres al tzibur. So now Bezdin enforced another three tainis on the tzibur. They were able to eat and drink mi ba'oid yoim, meaning the day before the fast. At night, you're not allowed to eat already. V'asurim b'malacha. Not just that, you're not allowed to do malacha on the day of the fast. U'brechitza, u'vesicha, u'ben'ilas asandol, u'betashmesh amita. So all the inuim, all the things you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur and Tishbav, you're not allowed to do on that fast day. V'noyel in esam erchatzais. They would shut down the bathhouses. Okay, more serious. Avru elav lo inenu. What happens if those three fasts pass, again, Monday, Thursday, Monday, and again, they haven't been answered. Bezdin goizun aleim oid sheva. Now there was another set of fasts, and this was seven. And the Mishnah does the math for us. Shehen yud gimel tainias ala tzibor. So in total, there were 13 fasts. The first three was only the yechidim. Then you had the three of the tzibor that was mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Yud, the three that we just mentioned in the beginning of this Mishnah, and now another seven. So as it relates to the tzibor, it's 3 plus 3 plus 7, it's 13. Harei elu yiseirois al rishayinus. Now these last seven were more chomer than the previous ones. Shebe elu masriyin. Number one, they used to blow shofar. We'll see in the Gemara. V'noyelin es achonios. And they used to close down all the geshefts. V'sheni, now on Monday. So when did they fast? Monday and Thursday. So says the Mishnah. V'sheni matim chashek. They would open up towards the end of the day. Why? Because when you break your fast, your osfas, you're going to have to buy some food. U'bechamishni mutarim they kovet Shabbos. And on Thursday, you were able to be open the whole day because people need to buy food for Shabbos. Avru elav lo inenu. What happens if these seven fast pass and they still haven't been answered? Memata, bemasa, bemata. Now the whole Jewish world goes into some quasi-mourning state. Number one, there's no masa mata. No one's doing grosse geschäften. The binyan, ubinatia. You're not allowed to build, you're not allowed to plant. The Gemara will explain what that means. But erisin ubinasuin. Wow. We even slow down a little bit in terms of marriages. If you meet your friend, you wouldn't tell him Shalom Aleichem. You had to act as if you were on some level in Cherem, somehow discarded by Hashem. Hayechidim, the Yechidim, going back to the Yechidim, they would continue fasting. So Yechidim fasted three fasts before the 13th fast. 13th fast pass. Everyone goes into this morning state, but they're not going to fast. The only ones that are going to continue fasting are the Yechidim. They go back to fast at Chiyetzi Nisan until Chodesh Nisan ends. Yotze Nisan Yarduk Shaman. What happens if after Chodesh Nisan, now all of a sudden it starts rain? So you say, oh wow, it's Gevaldik. No, Simen Klol. It's actually a Simen Klol. Shemem, the pasuk says, Alei Ktsir Chitim Hayoyim. It's a Ktsir Chitim Hayoyim. This is not the time for it to be raining. This is the time for you to be out in the field, for you to be Kaitzer. Not the time for it to rain. So if it would rain then, it actually wouldn't be a good thing. One Gemara. Bishle Mazakta Gemara Kula Ispu. So the Gemara says that as the progression happened, meaning more and more time is passing and it hasn't rained yet, so the fast days started getting more serious. So the Gemara says, I understand the whole list. Meaning, they all involve tainig. Rechitza, bathing is tainig. Sicha, smearing oil on yourself is tainig. Tashmash amita, avo malacha. But malacha tsarhu, it's tsar. Don't work, adaraba, work longer hours. Work is tsar. So if this is a day of tsar, so why are we saying don't work? So the Gemara says, Amr Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. Amr Akra, it's based on a pasuk. It's based on a pasuk of Yoyel. So this pasuk of Yoyel is something that we mentioned earlier in the Masechta. This was the times of Yoyel where there was a terrible hunger and they dealt with locusts and grasshoppers. Right? It was very, very bad times for the Jews. And the pasuk says, Kachu tsoim, kiru atzara, Isfuskenim, kol yoishve yaaretz beis Hashem alekechem v'zaku al Hashem. So the pasuk is describing the soirus that was going to take place at that time. Kachu tzoim, be mekadosh today as a day of fast. Kiru atzara, declare the day as an atzara. Let the skenim come together. V'zaku al Hashem and we should daven. This pasuk is very insightful in terms of what a yom tainus looked like. But for now, says the Gemara, you know what you see from this pasuk? Katzeres. We describe the tzoim, the fast day, as an atzara, kiru atzara. Ma atzeres asav asiyus malacha, just like on a yontif, you're not allowed to do malacha. Atzeres, right, what's atzeres? In the Torah, atzeres is shmini atzeres. B'divrei chazal, atzeres is shvuas. But it's a yontif. Atzeres means yontif. So just like on yontif, you're not allowed to do malacha, af tainis asav asiyus malacha, so on a tainis, you're not allowed to do malacha. Feit gemari, ima atzeres miyot, af tainis am miyot. Atzeres, you're not allowed to do malacha, ready at night. So maybe you would think a tainis should, right? Yontif you can't do the night before. The yontif starts at night, so maybe Tainis shouldn't be able to do malach at night either. Amar Reb Zeir, Reb Zeir said, "Dim Rifesh Lemin Deid." Reb Yirmiyahu Rabba, I heard Reb Yirmiyahu Rabba. I explain it. Amar Kra, he's the one who said this halacha. So he said, "I heard the explanation." Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "Isfu skenim." So we compare kiru atzara, which means you're not allowed to work, to isfu skenim. Isfu skenim means the skenim should gather. Just like the skenim gather during the day, people used to convene at night. It was only during the day. People used to convene during the day, but they didn't convene at night. So after tzayim, so too the tzayim, the iser malacha is nami bayim is only going to be during the day. Then maybe it should be in the afternoon. Apparently, the skenim ordinarily would get together in the afternoon. Amar Rav Sheish Breider Rav Idi Misayel Rav Huna. I think the answer supports something Rav Huna said. Amar Rav Huna said mitzafro kenufio that on a yom atayinus the skenim would get together, but they would get together in the morning. It's very good. Even though ordinarily maybe they would get together in the afternoon, but on a tainus they always got together in the morning. So kiru atzara isfuskenim on a tainus is in the morning. So therefore the isamalach is going to start in the morning as well. Hechidami. Okay. So now that we mentioned it, so what's the seder yom of a tainus? So the gemara says hechi avdi omer abaya abaya sent me tzafrad palu gadu yoma ma'inin b'milah demasa. That sifuskenim happened in the morning. So what was the skenim coming together for? They're trying to figure out what the oilam might have done wrong. Meaning what might have caused that siras kishamim, this hunger, this thing that they're dealing with. So they try to get involved in the milu demasa. Mikan ve'elach after that. That's the first half of the day. Riva the yom, the next quarter of the day, Karina Mesifra Vaftarta, they would read from the Sefer Torah. Rashi says, Vayichal, Dirshu Hashem b'imotzai, right? This is the Kriya and the Aftaira that we have today on Yom HaTainus. That's what they would do in the first quarter of the day. Mikan ve'elach, and the rest of the day, Bina Rachmi, they would daven. Shenemar, how do you know all this? Because the pasuk says, Vayikum al amdam. A quarter of the day they read from the Sefer Torah, or Revius Misvadim Umeshnachvam Lashem Alekeim. So you see clearly, a quarter of the day they're laning from the Sefer Torah. The other quarter of the day they're davening. Says the Gemara, Epoch Hano. Okay, so but how do you know that this happened in the second half of the day? Maybe it happened in the first half of the day. Meaning, we just said that the Seder Ayom of a Taina Sibur is the Skenim get together for the first half of the day, they try to figure out what's going on. That's Tasifa Skenim. Second half of the day gets divided into two groups. First quarter, Vayichal and Dishra Hashem B'Motzai. The second part is going to be Tefillah. We have a Pasuk that says a quarter of the day Kriyas HaTorah, a quarter of the day Tefillah. Okay. And we also know there's Asif Askenim. But maybe it's in the reverse order. Maybe the first half of the day is when you have Kriyas HaTorah and Tefillah. And maybe it's the second half of the day when you have Asif Askenim. You can't be the Chsiv because it's based on Psukim in Sefer Ezra. The Pasuk says, Ve'elai ye'osfu kol chared b'divrei elikei Yisrael. Ve'almal ha'goylov ani yoyshef mishoymeim ad minchas, ad leminchas ha'orev. That's the first pasuk. V'ksiv, and the second pasuk says, "Ube minchas ha'erev kamti mitanisi ube kari bigdi umili ve'echra al birkai ve'efres ha'chapay el Hashem alokai." If you go through those psukim a little slower, it's clear what the Gemara just said. Ad leminchas ha'erev, up until mincha time, what was going on? There was dasif haskenim. Everybody was together. They were trying to figure out what was going on. It was the second half of the day where they started davening. The echra al birkai, the efras al kapay al Hashem alikai, which is tefillah. So you see, the first half of the day, everybody gets together. It's the second half of the day where everything else happens. Just one ha'ara before we get into the raid, and that is, so the Gemara says, it really was a Mishnah, that there was an iser to do malacha on a yom tainus. And the Gemara says, why? I understand why you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink. This is a rechitza, sicha, tashmash, amita. These are all dvarim shal tainig. But melacha freiti gemara tsarhu. And Rav Chizda said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, it's based on a pasuk in Yoel, where the pasuk says, kachu tsoim and kiru atzara. A tsoim should be like an atzara. It's like yontif. And just like yontif, there's an issa melacha, so too on a fast, there's going to be an issa melacha as well. And b'muschul rishon, if you think about it, it's tsaruch beer. Because really, you would think that a fast day is literally the antithesis of a yontif. Kachu tzoim kiru atzara? Atzara is a yontif. Kachu tzoim is the chayoyim tainis. It's the hepach. It's mamish the opposite of a yontif. So what does it mean that there's an issim alacha on a fast? Why? Because we're makish at the yontif. It sounds like because there's some element of yontif. And yontif, you're not allowed to do malacha, leisasako malacha. Memeli, you can't do malacha on a tainus either. How in the world can we possibly compare and equate a yom tainus to a yontif? So I was thinking, based on the vart that was made so famous by Rav Gifter, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, who said that we say in Eicha that kara olay moyed lishpar bachuroy. That kara olay moyed lishpar bachuroy. And there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that says that we don't say tachnan on Tisha B'Av because you find that Tisha B'Av was called moyed, kara olay moyed. And Rav Gifter asked, he says, vasvar moyed das gevein? That's a yontif. A yontif is a yontif. We know what a yontif is. It's a time of sasayin, it's a time of simcha. How can we possibly refer to Tisha B'Av as being a yontif? So much so, it's a yontif that we learn out of halacha, kara olay moyed, that it's for that reason you don't say tachnan on Tisha B'Av. And Rav Gifter said that the word moyed is miloshin vad. It comes from the word vad, a base vad l'chachamim, miloshin hisvadlis, mikumen tzizamen. A yontif is a time that we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Granted, we come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through miracles, through hashpois, toivois, but the punchline of yontif is mayed, it's called mayed. We're learning seder mayed now, because it's a zman of hisvados. It brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes a person can come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rachmano litzlan, through tzaris, and when things are very, very difficult, sometimes he can feel a certain sense of, it looks like Hashem is looking after him in a way. Unfortunately, it's not being manifest in the best way, but at the same time, it could bring a person closer to Hashem. David HaMelech said, "Shiftecha u'mishantecha heima yanachamuni." He had tremendous nechama from his tzaris because he felt like they weren't random. He felt like they were happening for a reason. He was being literally chosen to suffer. But the point is, it brought him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Tisha B'Av is a mayed. It's a mayed in the sense that when we think about the history of the Jewish people, we think about what the Yidden have had to go through, it really, really makes no sense. And really, the only teretz is that there's a Bayri Olam, and there's Scharva Einish, and there's a Torah, and when the Yidden don't do what they're supposed to do, unfortunately, things happen. And of course, we don't understand it. It's way, way above our comprehension. But one thing is clear. We're a chosen nation. And just like a yontif brings out that point, a yom tzara brings out that point as well. And that's why Tisha B'Av was called a mayid, just like a yontif was called a mayid. And that's korolai mayid, and mezok nish tachnun of hazat tog. Because today is a day that you feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a day that you feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't say tachnun. Kachu tzoyim, kiru atzara. A tain tzibur, a tzoyim is eichen atzara. And ma atzeres, osib asiyas malacha, af tainis osib asiyas malacha. Today's a day you're not supposed to be working. Today's a day you're supposed to feel the kirvas alikim. Today's a day you're supposed to be closer to Hashem. That's what kachu tzoyim is. That's the whole punchline of what the fast is. The whole idea of the fast is it's midarki atshuva. It's supposed to bring a person closer to Hashem. Well, if today's a day that's supposed to bring you closer to Hashem, then today's not a day for malach. How do I know that? I know that from yontif. Because just like atzeres, which is a yom of moyed, which is also a mayed, karalai mayed, lishbar bachuroi, that's also a day, vasiyas malacha. Maybe this Gemara right here is a tzushtal to that very famous epic vart from Rav Gifter Zatzal. Just as it relates to one ha'ara, so we're learning Masechtas Tainis, and we haven't really started the sugyas of Tainis yet. We hadn't really started the Gemaras that talk about the Tainis yet. So just a ha'ara related to Tainis in general, and more specifically to a Gemara in today's daf. So the Gemara said that Amar Rabba Bar Mechasya, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav. Yofa Tainis L'chaloyim Ke'ish L'noyers. If somebody has a bad dream, the refuah, the antidote to the bad dream is he should fast. In fact, the fast is going to be so effective. Yofa tainus lechaloyim keish lenoiris. Just like noiris would be consumed by fire. Yofa tainus lechaloyim keish lenoiris. I'm Rav Chiz said by Beyam. You have to do it that day. You can't wait a day. It can't be loiva upireya. It has to be literally that day. I'm Rav Yosef added to that. He said vafilu b'Shabbos. You can even do it on Shabbos. Let's say somebody ends up fasting on Shabbos. What should he do? Leisef tanisa letanisa. He should fast because of the fact that, meaning fast on Shabbos. Don't play games. But at the same time, you missed out on Shabbos, so what should you do? Yesef Tainis L'Tanis. So you should end up with some sort of tashlumen. You should end up making up this fast that you lost out. But in the Gemara, it's Mavura Chiddush. The Chiddush is that if someone has a bad dream, he can fast even on Shabbos. Now, at first glance, it's Sarach Bir. How do you fast on Shabbos? On Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to be ba'oineg. It says, v'karasa l'shabbos oineg. There's a mitzvah of oineg on Shabbos. If there's a mitzvah of oineg on Shabbos, how could you fast? So the truth is, from learning the Gemara here, it would sound like, the reason is, because a bad dream can be very, very scary. It can be very, very dangerous. And in fact, if a person has a bad dream and he doesn't do something about it, his life might be at risk. And as a result, we're dealing with maybe sakonas nefashis, or at the very least, we're dealing with something very, very serious. So because of the sakona of the bad dream, Chazal said, fast even on Shabbos. I mean, on Shabbos you're not supposed to fast. There's nothing less Shabbos than fasting. But at the same time, you're dealing with something very serious over here. You can't play games with it. That's the segue. Therefore, because the fast works, and because it has to be by Bayoim, and because a bad dream is the bad dream, the parashiyos we're learning right now, Yosef, the balachaloimis, and everything. So we know what a dream is. This is very, very serious, and it's for that reason you're supposed to fast on Shabbos. And that's for sure the Pashup Shah. But the truth is, if you ma'ayin in Halacha, it's a little bit deeper than that. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Pecha, so this is in Hilcha Shabbos, Ubay Yud Se'ifen, this 10th Se'ifen, it's a long Simen in Shulchan Aruch. The name of the Simen is Din Tainis, the Din Tainis Chaloim B'Shabbos. It's a personal letter fast on Shabbos, specifically the Halachas of Tainis Chaloim on Shabbos. Sifkot Na'alef, says the Mechaber, also Lasanis B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, Advav Shois, until 6 hours into the day. So you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos the whole day. You also can't fast on Shabbos until 6 hours into the day, even until Chatzos. You can't fast on Shabbos. Halacha Beis, Yesh Oimrim. There's Yesh Oimrim that says, Sha'adam Shemazik Lo Yachilo. If there's a person that if he eats, it can hurt him, meaning he doesn't enjoy eating. Oz, Oyneku Shaloi Lechel, meaning, so for this person, it's actually more pleasurable if he doesn't eat. Lo yoichal. So this person should rather not eat. Skipping the Ramah, continuing with the Mechaber. Adam ha-mesana b'chol yom. A person that fasts every day. V'achilu b'Shabbos tzar hu loy mibnei shinui v'asa. So if now he's going to go ahead and he's going to start eating on Shabbos, it's going to be hard for him. Why? Because all of a sudden, this dramatic shift in how he eats, it may have an effect on him. Yeshoimrim. There's some that say, Shero kame chasidim anshei maisa, that they saw many chasidim and anshei maisa, shehis anu b'Shabbos, they fasted on Shabbos mitamze. V'chein omru shekacha yo'oysa hari ha-chasr. Yudha chasid, he used to do the same thing. Bottom line is, it's mevur in the Shulchan Aruch, that a person for whom eating is not so gishmak, it's not pleasurable, it's going to have the opposite effect of what it would have for most people, a person like that does not have to eat on Shabbos. And the reason is, says the Shulchan Aruch, and Sifkot Beis, the Oz Oine Kuloi Shaloi Lecha. Because then it's actually going to be more pleasurable for him not to eat. In other words, on Shabbos there's a mitzvah to be ba'oinik. It says, V'karosel Shabbos oinik. You're supposed to be in a state of pleasure. Now, for most people, being in a state of pleasure means eating. That's what it means. But there are people for whom it's fakert. Maybe a chayla, someone who, if he's going to eat, it's actually going to be not pleasurable. So for that person, the way he's mekayim the v'karosel l'shabbos oinig is not going to be by eating. Fakir, the way he's going to be mekayim the v'karosel l'shabbos oinig is going to be by not eating. So for that person, he doesn't have to eat. In other words, it's true that you have to eat on Shabbos, but the chiyuv is not a chiyuv achila. The chiyuv is a chiyuv oinig. So the question is, what's your definition of oinig? If your definition of oinig is to eat like it usually is, then there's a mitzvah to eat. But fakir, if right now you're in a situation where for whatever reason you're going to have more tainug, you're going to have more pleasure by not eating than you will by eating, az oinig hu shaloi lachal den adarabu. Then for a person like this, the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch would say, the karas al shabbos oinig, you're not supposed to eat. That's why a person that has a bad dream is allowed to fast a tainus cholam on Shabbos. Because if you're going to tell this person, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do about it. I know you had a bad dream. I know it's very scary. I know yofa tainus l'chaloim ke'esh l'na'iris. I know it has to be that day. But it's Shabbos. V'karos l'shabbos oinik. Is he going to enjoy his food? To the contrary, this person sounds like he's very worried about his dream. Man de kopit kaptin on bad day. So a person like that, he's going to be very worried about it. And as a result, a person like that, he's going to be in a state of tainig. If you're going to force him to eat, his tainig will be allow him to take the eish, let it consume the na'iris, which was his bad dream, and like this, poof, he won't have to worry about it anymore. So l'chura, the pshat in our Gemara, as why is it you're allowed to fast the tainis chalim on Shabbos? It could be it's because of sakana, and it gets involved in the halachis of pikuach nefashes, but moral derech hapshat, it's no different than a person that's mazak leyachila, a person who fasts every single day. Where for a person like this, it's sar huloy, says the Shulchan Aruch, if he's going to eat. Then the oinig actually is not to eat, and therefore for a person like this, it's okay for him to fast on Shabbos. But there's still another thing that we have to sort out, and that is, A yid has an obligation to eat on Shabbos. Why? So Pashup Shad is v'karasul l'Shabbos oinig. But is that true? Is that the only obligation? The only obligation is oinig? No, there's another obligation. There's a chiv to eat a suda on Shabbos. There's a chiv to eat a suda on Shabbos. In fact, there's a chiv to eat three sudas on Shabbos. The makar is a Mishnah and a Gemara, a Mesech de Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabban, Kama Sudas Chayiv Adam Lachal B'Shabbos. How many Sudas does a person have to eat on Shabbos? Shalosh, three. Rav Chitka, Omer Rav Chitka says, Arba, four. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, V'shnei Mikra Echad Darashu. That both, the Tanakam Rav Chitka, they both formulated their position based on the same pasuk. And this is a pasuk in Parshas B'Shalach, in the Parshas Haman. V'yomer Moshe. Moshe said, Ichlu Hayoim, Ki Shabbos Hayoim Lashem, Hayoim Loisim Tzu Basada. Ichlu Hayoim is one, Ki Shabbos Hayoim is two, Hayoim Loisim Tzu Basada is three. It says three times the word Hayoim. The Chachamim hold three times it says Hayoim. From there we learn that three times you have to eat a suda. You have to eat, what is Rav Chitka hold? Rav Chitka says 3 days suda, three Hayoim. But you have to eat a suda the night before as well. But the point is, it's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a pasuk in the Torah that you have a chiv to eat suda. So the Churish tells the Fraga, I understand this person, it's Tsar Huloi. This person had a very, very bad dream. Mitzad the karosel the Shabbos oinig, right? A little bit of lundis. Mitzad the karosel the Shabbos oinig. I understand why you tell him if he wants to fast, he could fast. Because there's no chiv achila, the chiv is oinig. So ordinarily, the oinig would say eat. But now, if for you the oinig is not, it's adarabba, then don't eat. But what about this chiv? What about vayoyim and moishe echlu hayoyim, ki Shabbos hayoyim lashem, hayoyim loisim tzu basada? This is the makar to shalosh sudas. This is a different makar. And just to make it even stronger, the karosel Shabbos oinig is a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya. Sefer Yeshaya is divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah, according to most, is only divrei seifrim. It's a din derabbanan. This pasuk of echlu hayoyim, ki Shabbos hayoyim lashem, hayoyim loisim tzu basada, is a pasuk in Parashas B'Shalach. And according to many rishonim, amongst them the Rashba, this is a mitzvah d'iraisa. It's not even a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Karosel Shabbos oinig is a d'rabbanan. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. It's divrei Kabbalah. This is a mitzvah d'iraisa. It's a pasuk in the Torah. You have a chiv d'iraisa to eat three sudas on Shabbos. It's l'chura. I understand why a person who finds it difficult to eat, it's painful, whatever, why he's not eating on Shabbos, mitzad v'karosel Shabbos oinig, because to the contrary, he has more oinig by not eating. But what about this mitzvah d'iraisa that the Gemara mentions in Masech de Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis? So the teretz to this kasha is really a metziah. It's a bir halacha. It's in Hilchas Sukkah. It's in Siman Tafrei Shla Mites. I'll just mention it very, very briefly. We learned Masechta Sukkah not so long ago together. And when we learned Masechta Sukkah, one of the real topics that Be'ezras Hashem we got into was the idea that just like on the first night of Pesach, a yid has a chiv to eat a kezayis matzah, so too on the first night of Sukkot, a yid has a chiv to eat a kezayis of pas. It's learned that from Gzeirah Shavah, Tezvav Nisan, that's Pesach, Tezvav Tishrei, that's Sukkot, and we have Gzeirah Shavah, Tezvav, Tezvav. Just like Tezvav Nisan, Be'erev Teichel Matzos, you have to eat a kezayis matzah. So too, Tezvav Tishrei, you have an obligation to eat a kezayis. You have to eat a kezayis of bread, you have to eat a kezayis of pas. The Bir Halacha brings that the Rishonim ask a kasha that I don't understand. Why do we need a Gzeirah Shavah, Tezvav, Tezvav, to teach me that you have to eat a kezayis the first night of Sukkot? Sukkot is Yontif. If it's Yontif, it's like Shabbos. You have to eat sudais. So if you have to eat sudais, you anyways have a chiv to eat a suda. If you have anyways have a chiv to eat a suda, you anyways are going to have to eat a kezayis. Meaning, typically, you have to eat a kezayis because of the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says you have to eat three sudas. Achlu hayoyim. What does achila mean? At least a kezayis. So, fregin the Rishonim. The Bir Halacha brings this. Fregin the Rishonim, why do I need Tezvav, Tezvav to tell me that there's a chiv to eat the first night Sukkot? Of course there's a chiv. It's Yontif. It's no different than... Do you have a chiv to eat Friday night? Yeah, of course. Chiv Deiraisa. Why? There's a chiv Suda. Nusaf, there's a chiv Suda. Then why is the first night Sukkot any different? What's the chiddush of the first night Sukkot? It's a bomb kasha. It's the Rishonim's kasha. Says the Bir Halacha that really, the Yesh Li Yashev, Lani is Daiti, Loi Oven Kush Yazu. He says, I don't understand the kasha. This is such a gewaldig alumnus. He says, the Nafkamina, you want to know what the Nafkamina is? Lahadi Isal Il Besimin Reish Peches. The Nafkamina is Reish Peches. Unzer is Simin. The Nafkamina is a person that doesn't enjoy eating. And now, it's the first night Sukkot. So he wants to know, should I eat or should I not eat? Zok the Bir Halacha, zok the Chavetz Chaim, it's mevor in Simin Reish Peches, that on Shabbos, if you don't enjoy eating, if you have tainus chaloyim, if you are a person that you have tsar, it's mazik the food, don't eat. Because you can have more einig by not eating than by eating, so don't eat. The first night sukkahs, you don't have that etzah. The first night sukkahs, tezvav, creatures, just like a matzah, your person has to figure out a way to eat them, because I is matzah, it's a chiv deiraisa. So too now, on the first night sukkahs, you can have a chiv tezvav. So zok the bialocha, the poiskim weren't sure what the nafkamina is, ulanias daiti loy oven kushizuch, vashtenish takasha. In Hilchas Shabbos, you don't have to eat. If you have more gishmak by not eating, don't eat. It's tafka on sukkahs, with its exer shavah, tezvav, that's where you don't have the etzah. But the Bir Halacha, when he says this teretz, he throws in one line. And this is the punchline. He says, because even though it's true there's a chiyuv to eat a suda on Shabbos, even though it's true there's a chiyuv to eat three sudas, and it's a chiyuv d'oraisa, a bezokta Bir Halacha, quote, the lo'oinig niten ha-Shabbos. At the end of the day, even that chiyuv is bishrosha yechiyuv oinig. Meaning it's true. There's a chiyuv to eat a suda, nothing to talk about. But it's only to the extent that it's an oinig. There's a mitzvah of the karasal Shabbos oinig. That's a very general mitzvah. What does that mean? Anything. Hashena meshubachas. Whatever you have a geshmak in, that's something that you should go at and try to do on Shabbos. But on Shabbos, midairaisa, there's also a chiyuv to eat three sudas. But says the Chafetz Chaim, what's the yisoid of that chiyuv? That's also a chiyuv oinig. And that's why there's a whole siman in Reish Peches, in Hilchas Shabbos, that if a person doesn't enjoy his food, he's potter from the divrei soifer in the karasal of Shabbos oinig. He's also going to be potter from the chiyuv deiraisa of eating gimel sudas. As opposed to on Sukkos, there we have a special chiyuv. On Sukkos, we have a special chiyuv of tezvav. So even if for you it's not kishmak, because the chiyuv suda on Sukkos is different than the chiyuv suda on Shabbos. Chiyuv suda on Shabbos is based, it's the foundation of it is an obligation to be in a state of oinig. And as a result, if I'm not oinig, I could be potter from that chiyuv as well. As opposed to the chiyuv suda on Pesach, Be'erev Teichlu Matzois, and the tezvav, that kezayis that we learn out on Sukkos as well, that's going to be different. Then you're not going to have Simen Reish Peches, and says the Chafetz Chaim, therefore I don't understand the whole tumult and the poiskim, I don't understand the whole kasha. Nafkamina is a whole Simen in Shulchan Aruch. It's a whole Simen Reish Peches. The Simen that we're talking about, the Simen we're talking about right now. But the point is, Hayoytze Me'anal is that there's a mitzvah on Shabbos for Karasal Shabbos Oinig. And we usually interpret it as meaning certain things. You have to eat, you have to drink, Shena Mishubachas. But really, it's more personal than that. And really, every individual, depending on what he considers to be Oinig for him, that's Shabbos. For Karasal Shabbos Oinig. When we were going through the Shulchan Aruch, we said we skipped the Ramah and Sifkat and Beis. The Ramah and Sifkat and Beis says like this, V'chein mi sheyesh lo Oinig im yifka. Let's say someone who has Oinig from crying. Someone that if he cries, he enjoys it. Because he's in a state of tzar right now. And if he cries, he can cry away the tzar. It's going to make him feel good. You're allowed to cry on Shabbos. That person's allowed to cry on Shabbos. What do you mean? How are you allowed to cry on Shabbos? Everyone knows you're not allowed to cry on Shabbos. A person's not allowed to be tzar on Shabbos. No avelus on Shabbos. So how's this person allowed to cry? The teretz is because for him, right now, the oinig would actually be to cry. In fact, the makar to this is a Shiboli Aleket. Shiboli Aleket says that after Rabbi Eliezer, the great Rabbi Eliezer, passed away, Rabbi Akiva hoya yoshev uboicha b'Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva was crying for him on Shabbos. Amalei Talmidim, the Talmidim told him, Limadatonu Rabbeinu, Rabbi, you taught us, the karasal Shabbos oinig. Amalei he told him, Zeh oinig shali. This is my oinig. So this is your oinig, so then you're even allowed to cry. Just one dramatic example of where you find oinig is a very personal thing. We mentioned the Masechtas Beya on Daf Yud Beis, the tshuva from Rav Moshe Provincello, the Italian gadol who lived the same time as the Ramah, and he wrote a tshuva about a minig, which apparently was very, very popular in Renaissance Italy, where people play tennis. But they didn't just play tennis, they play tennis on Shabbos. And he wrote a tshuva, is it mutter or is it aser? Santoich dvarav, you go through these tshuvas, every line in the tshuva has something there. So in the middle, he says that the nimtzu, quote, bacharim elu b'dayreinu, zeh, the bacharim in this dar, misangim b'tzchaych hakador. They have pleasure when they play ball. Misangin, there's an oinig, b'tzchaik ha-kador. K'moya rishoinim, b'tzchaik ha-vika, like their zaydis. Remember he was talking about the wrestling of the zaydis. The zaydis enjoyed wrestling. Today they enjoy playing ball. Nu, is he called misanig, b'tzchaik misanig. And on Shabbos, you could do whatever you want if you consider it oinig. V'afilu b'pchiyak, Rabbi Akiva. Just one throwaway line. Rabbi Akiva cried. Is that a Shabbos thing to do? Of course not. But for him, it was Oynik. No, so he says, from the perspective of Oynik, if they enjoy playing tennis, play tennis on Shabbos. Now, it's more complicated. We spoke at a whole raid bite on that. But the point is that from the standpoint of Oynik, Oynik is a personal thing. And because Oynik is a personal thing, so therefore this is something that you're allowed to do. So just to end with one Dvar Agada, and that is,
We've spoken out so many times the story of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, specifically the beginning of this story of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Rabbi Eliezer was 28 years old. He hadn't learned. He didn't know Krishma. He didn't have a bench. He didn't have a daven. He was crying. He ends up going to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's yeshiva. Now, one of the things that happened when he arrived in Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's yeshiva is he went on a hunger strike. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol didn't eat. In fact, it says that Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol asa shmoyne yame v'lo tam klon. He went 8 days and he didn't eat. Until his breath was to the point where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai poshed, he couldn't be in his presence. And he ended up putting him away. He was crying. So without going through the whole arichas, but Rabbi Eliezer went 8 days without eating. The Radal, in his pirish on the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, so he asks, he says, I understand. How was Rabbi Eliezer allowed to go 8 days without eating? It sounds like he went 8 days with two foes. It sounds like he fasted on Shabbos. How can Rabbi Eliezer fast on Shabbos? I thought you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So he says, it's not a kasha. What do you mean? It's a mefurish halach and shulchan aruch. Erechaim simin reish peches. The halach is that we're learning right now. You see that if a person has more of an oinik by not eating than he does by eating, then adarabba, a person like that is actually allowed to fast. So we're going to have a related raid bite that we're going to post that's related to this radal. But what one of the things he says, with this, you can understand. Stand a Gemara that always bothered me. David HaMelech. Everyone knows the story of David HaMelech. David HaMelech asked the Eibishter when he's going to die. Hashem said, I can't tell you. I'm sorry. I can't be Megala. He says, tell me the day. It's a day that already. I'll tell you. On a Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Kol yoyme de Shabbat have yosef v'garis kulu yoyme. Every Shabbos, David HaMelech would sit and he would learn the whole day. Ahu yoyme, the one day that the Malach HaMav is finally chapped David HaMelech, he had to come up with a whole strategy, he had a whole plan, how he was able to get David HaMelech to stop learning for a second. When he got him to stop learning for a second, that's how he was able to finally get him so he wouldn't be able to, so he would stop learning. I mean, he had to get him to stop learning, because if he wasn't going to get him to stop learning, there was no way that he was going to be able to pull this off. So says the Radal, I don't understand. David HaMelech is learning the whole Shabbos? How could he have learned the whole Shabbos? You have to eat on Shabbos. The karatzel of Shabbos oinig. There's a chiv sudas. You have to eat. Zok to Radal, it's the same teretz. It's Eirech Chaim Simen Reish Peches. You see, the halach is that if a person's in a matziv, with for him, it's fakared. It's going to be more tsar if he's going to eat than if he's not going to eat. So a person like this, adarabu, such a person, if he wants, he doesn't have. That's pshat in Rabbi Eliezer. That's pshat in Rabbi Akiva that we spoke about before. That's pshat in David HaMelech. Because at the end of the day, the karatzel of Shabbos oinig. Even the Chiv Suda, it's all based on Oynik. And because it's all based on Oynik, so really it's a personal thing. If you have Oynik, then do it. But if you're gonna have more Oynik by not eating, then Adarab, you don't have to eat. So I see it got very late, very early. So we're gonna leave this balance of this raid by the Yetzer Hashem, maybe tomorrow. But just to end with one last knetch. You know, I was reading this, we went through this Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer so many times. But Hafachba Vafachba de Kulaba, right? Every time you see it, this is another Chiddush. Asa Shmoyne Yamin Veloitan. So Rabbi Eliezer went 8 days Veloitan. He didn't eat anything. He fasted for 8 days. So I was thinking, 8 days? Why 8 days? 7 days, I hear. Right? 7 days to fast. First of all, we just learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that they fasted for 7 days. Three fasts, and then three fasts, and then when it came to the culmination, they fasted 7 days. So you see this concept of 7 days of fasting. It's an often a Mishnah. It's a Makar. It's a Mishnah in today's Daf. Tainas Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. 7 days of Avelos. Hashem told Moshe, the whole story with Miriam, Haloisi Kolim Shivas Yomim. There's a concept that a person could be benazifa for 7 days, a pasuk in the Torah, in the end of Parshas Baloischa. So the concept of 7 days we understand. But why 8 days? I was thinking it's Mamish to Beis Yosef's Kasha, right? It's Erev Chanukah now. And what's the Kasha? Why 8? It should be 7. We have our own Beis Yosef's Kasha on the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Asa Shmoyne Yomim V'Loitam Klum. He went 8 days without eating. Chayot should be in 7. Again, it's not Grace Kasha. Beis Yosef's Kasha is a bigger Kasha. But what's the 7 days? I was thinking that if he fasted 8 days, and the Radal said he fasted even on Shabbos, as I state the Radal, he fasted on Shabbos. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said if a person wants to fast on Shabbos, he can fast on Shabbos. But says the Gemara, you have to make it up. You know what you have to do? You have to be Yosef Tainus Latanisa. You have to fast for the fact that you fasted. Rabbi Eliezer wanted to fast for 7 days. 7 days, like the Mishnah says, these were the intense fast. It was three. And then when they intensified it, it was 7 fasts. This is a concept of 7 days of Tainus. Of 7 days of Tainus, like the Radal says, means a Shabbos. If it means a Shabbos, you have to be Yosef Tainus Latanisa. Yosef Tainus Latanisa, maybe that was the 8th day of fasting.